Previously on Thomas and the Bible, God makes Ezekiel talk to some bones so that they can become animated again. They then start dancing and gain skin and stuff. So God then instructs Ezekiel to ask, presumably God, to put breath back in them. And Christians say that this is a prophecy about Jesus resurrecting the nation of Israel and setting himself up as king over them. Other than that, it's just more prophecies with seemingly zero meaning. The Thomas Young Count of 3 and 19 episodes until the New Testament.
Hello, my fine friends, and welcome to Thomas and the Bible. This is episode 179, if anyone's counting, I believe. Is that right? That's got to be right. I think Harley mentioned we have a New Testament count of 19. I hope that's what he says, because that's what I have here in my spreadsheet. And the volume's a little too hot in my headphones, so I'm going to turn that down. Yeah, that's much better. So, before I go any further, it appears there was someone, a fine fellow patron, Dirty Harry, the name in Patreon, who I forgot to thank. And I'm very sorry about that. I should be thanking all new patrons. I definitely mean to, but I guess I must have missed it somehow. So thank you, Dirty Harry. Interesting name. I've never seen the movie Dirty Harry. And there goes that. Now that's the end of Dirty Harry's patronage. He's just canceled it as I'm recording this. No, I never have. I've always meant to. I've seen Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. What's another one? I've seen a lot of those old Westerns, but I guess that one isn't a Western, is it? Anyway, haven't seen the movie, but I just wanted to thank Dirty Harry and make sure to, especially because I forgot. So sorry about that. Very sincere, heartfelt thanks to you and to all my patrons. Let me see if I have some other new ones. I mean, while I'm at it, I might as well check my new patrons. I really appreciate you guys supporting the show. Go to patreon.com/TNTheB, all one word, to do that. So let's do something crazy and thank the patrons at the beginning of the show. So TJ, I think I might have gotten Sean Young, and thank you, Sarah McPike, the latest addition. Thank you so much, Sarah. Ooh, Sarah is also going to get thanked again. $5 pledge. I really appreciate that. It helps out a lot. Guys, you're not even going to notice it in your bank account, I'm sure, and that helps the show go, so please do that. And now, while I'm at it, let's thank my top current patron, Katie Quiznos, top of the leaderboard there right now, and then Marcel, of course. I love me some Marcel. Sarah McPike, who I just mentioned, thank you, new patron. Camel Pope, Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerfort, Lee Primesberger, John P., David Vandervlies, and Travis Peterson. I'm going to cough. Thank you guys very much. Travis also gave me a recommendation for someone on Atheistically Speaking. That was really cool, too. Everyone can feel free to, if you ever want to give me a recommendation for Atheistically Speaking, feel free. That's awesome, because they're usually going to be good. All right, let's get to the Bible. I'm told there's this thing, there's this book, guys. I don't know if you know this. There's a book handed down to us from the creator of the universe. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I'm just learning this now, episode 179. So I figured we'd take a read, you know. I mean, if whoever created this universe took the trouble, took pains to write us a book, I think I'll check it out. You know, I think I'll give it a flip through the pages, give it a gander here. Where are we? We're on Ezekiel 38 through 40 today, and still going on the Ezekiel. Kind of wish we were done. I'm sort of over it, but yeah, it's the perfect word of the creator. So we should check that out. Bought myself a copy. I hope the proceeds go to the perfect creator. I hope he's getting, you know, it's hell for writers these days. I mean, the internet, just it's really hard. Content creators of all kinds, it's hard to make sure you're getting them. So I really hope this money is going directly to the author. But let's see what this person had to say. Ezekiel 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, oh, it's a book about... Well, that's interesting. So it's a book... Already it's a little weird. It's a book about the author talking to people. I don't know why he doesn't just speak for himself or herself or itself. But, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech, and prophesy against him, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee. I thought I'd give this a try. I thought I'd give this holy book a try, but it's not. This isn't written by God. That was two sentences into one chapter of one book. Yeah, not written by God, because he's already right there. He's advocating against one group of humans who are all the same. I mean, we're all created equally. And he's turning one against another. So, not written by God. It's very quick. So, that was pretty quick. That would be, if someone was giving you a book of their God, I'm talking to Christians, actually. If you're a Christian out there who I know there are none, but, pretend you're Christians. If someone gave you a book who they say is written by Thor never mind that. They give you a book. They say, no, your book isn't written by the creator of the universe. I have the book written by the creator of the universe. And you're like, oh, okay, let me check that out. I'm applying that level of skepticism to this book. I wish people could understand that. I would read the two sentences. I would see there's nonsense. I could read a little more just in case there's a part after that that says like, ha, just kidding. Like, didn't mean that stupid crap that you read immediately. I'd instantly conclude this wasn't written by God. So just a little experiment there. It's a fun little experiment. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army and horses and horsemen and all of them clothed with all sorts of armor. Even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia. Sorry, my mind was elsewhere. Persia. Persia. I'm always on the lookout for like a new word I don't know in the Bible. So when I saw this one, I started to sound it out for some reason. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, and all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer, all his bands. He was played for several bands, cover bands, different bands. The house of Togarma of the North Quarters, and all his bands and many people with. So it's a battle of the bands we're having here. It's lots of different people with lots of different bands. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee. I was going to try not to yawn in this one. And be thou to guard against them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely in all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, think happy thoughts. Think. Does anyone know that? And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go, pick on the villages that are unwalled, huh? I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey. Yeah, he's just picking on them. To turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? I think the first question was fine when you said, are you come to take a spoil? And then you elaborated, to take cows, to take a spoil, to take silver, to take a spoil. And it's like, yeah, I got it. I got it. The first question was adequate. Ooh. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God. That must have been a real who's on first. Gog? No, God. Did Gog tell you that Gog is... No, God told me that Gog should listen to Gog because Gog said that Gog... Wait, who are you talking about now? I don't know. In that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt say... And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog. Before thy... Did you say God or Gog? I'm just having trouble hearing, because Gog and God are pretty similar. You should have thought of that. I mean... God, you're in charge of everything. You're in charge of the whole world. You could have seen every minute detail. Maybe you would foresee that there's some confusion when listening to your book and people say Gog and you're like, God? No, Gog. Gog? Who's Gog? He's like, he's Gog. It's just Gog. Anyway. Where was I? Damn it. Oh, there it was. Thus saith the Lord Gog. Thus saith the Lord Gog, art thou of he whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years ago that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come again against the land of Israel, saith the Lord Gog, that my fury shall come up in thy face. For in my jealousy, also the Lord was named Steve, I guess. Was Steve the Lord, or is it God? I can't remember. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and steep places shall fall, and shall wall... And every wall shall fall to the ground. The wall and spall falls monthly to the pall, in the plall. The rein and spine. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him. An overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know why I am the Lord. That was Steve, I think, who was talking. Okay, 39, Ezekiel 39. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord Gog. Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshe and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause them to come up from the north parts and bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of the right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord Steve. And I will send a fire on Magog. Magog! And among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord Steve. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. Also, you could just come down and tell everyone what your name is. Odd that you have to go through an interpreter who seems like he's just any other guy. Odd, isn't that? Isn't that weird, Lord Gog? Gog, let me level with you. The Holy One of Israel, behold, it is come and it is done, saith the Lord Gog. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, and the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down out of the forests, for they shall burn the weapons with fire. And they shall spoil those that spoiled them and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord Gog. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there. Well, that's actual Gog. I'm just saying Gog instead of God now. I don't know if anyone, did you catch that? Because it's funny. Get it? Gog. There of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the noses of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the Valley of Hamongog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, and all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified. And saith the Lord Gog, and they shall sever out of men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth. To cleanse it after the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried in the valley of Hamongog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamanah, and thus shall they clean up the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams and lambs and goats, of bullocks and all of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Thus shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my every judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their Gog from that day, a.k.a. Steve. Hi, I'm Steve Gog. Steve Gogs. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. My name is Gog, if you don't remember. Gog, Lord Gog. Therefore I hid my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies, so they fell by all the sword. According to their uncleanness, and according to their transgressions, have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore thus saith the Lord Gog, now I will bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that they have borne their shame, and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them, that in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Lord their Gog, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left them none of them any more there. Well, it's not my fault. I mean, we got Yoda constructing sentences, and not even like worse than Yoda. We have Yoda, and then another Yoda translating. Like, we're double yodeling these sentences. I can't keep track. And have left none of them any more there. I don't know. Neither will I hide my face from any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God. All right, last chapter seems a little short. Okay, the chapter's pretty long. You know, I went a little over last episode, so this might be a tad shorter. We'll see. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, you know, the date system was a really good invention. Just being able to say, 3/13/2, or, you know, I guess this would be, I mean, I'm sure they had some different year. Never mind, ignoring the BC-AD crossover, let's pretend they're on their own year system, and it's the year 500 for them or something. I don't know. We'll just pretend. Having a system that just says, oh, yeah, I know internationally, Americans have this backwards where we go month, day, year, and it doesn't really make sense because the, it should be like day, month, year because it goes in ascending order. Or it could be year, month, day, I guess. That would work too, descending. But anyway, ignoring that, the system that just says, oh, yes, 3/14/512. Just starting up, that was all of, that's a 3/14. That's all of, you know, what is it, 10 characters or something? In terms of scribes, you know, like laying down the Bible. Instead of saying, in the 20th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year, we don't need all that. We don't need all that. It was a good invention. There have been a lot of good inventions that could, including just general critical thought and editing was a good invention that, you know, we could use. I don't think there was editing back then. I think you just said, oh, God told me this. Oh, well, then we better write it down. I mean, there was... There's forgery and all kinds of other things, but that's a different story. Anyway, editing, good judgment, and writing could have turned this 900 trillion year project that is reading the Bible into an afternoon, you know, of just, oh, I see, there's the message. Oh, the selfsame hand of the Lord brought me thither. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel and set up me upon a very high mountain by which was as the frame of a city on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed. And he stood in the gate, and the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shew thee. For to the intent that I might shew them unto thee, art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. So God is saying conveniently, hey guys, so Ezekiel is like, dudes, listen up, gather round, dudes and ladies. Not ladies. I'm just teasing. We don't even let them out. They're in the house. Anyway, dudes, gather round. Got to tell you something. So I was walking around the other day, and here's what God said to me. and then he says, here's what God said to me. He said, Ezekiel, tell everyone all of this. So listen to what I have to say, and then tell it to everyone. It's like, that's not, why wouldn't Gog just tell everyone? Just have Gog tell each individual person the message. Why are you relying on a human who could corrupt the message? It doesn't make sense. Then came he unto the gate which looketh toward the east, and went up the stairs thereof, and measured the threshold of the gate, which was one reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate, which was one reed broad. And every little chamber was one reed long and one reed broad, and between the little chambers were 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate within was one reed. He measured also the porch of the gate within one reed. Then measured he the porch of the gate, 8 cubits. Okay, we're doing some measuring, guys. Guys, guess what? We're doing some... This might be a real short episode. I'm not going to put up with this shit. Oh, my God. Holy crap. Guys, we're done. We are done from today. I'm going to speed read. Here's what's happening, guys. Here's what's happening in the riveting, perfect book of our creator God, who's in charge of the universe and knows everything. Knows everything. This is a chapter where some dude is measuring crap and just saying what the measurements are. This does not need to be written down. This is nothing that anyone need to record for prosperity. Posterity. All right, look, I knew it was the wrong word right when I said it. Prosperity. This is nothing anyone needed to record for posterity. This is how you know I don't edit, because I would edit myself out looking a fool by saying prosperity instead of posterity. No one needs to write this down for posterior or anything like that. The history does not need to know anything about this. And yet, so let me just make sure I know what he was measuring so I don't miss anything. The land set me on a very high mountain by which was as the frame of a city on the south. Land of flax and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. So this could be, for the intent that I might shew them under thee, thou art brought thither, declare all that thou seest. So this could be, I'm guessing, now this is our last chapter, so I don't get to know until next week what's going on ahead of time. But it could be he's measuring like, oh, this is going to be our new city. Like, oh, check out. It's like a fantasy for all the Jews. Like, hey, guys, God showed me the new city. Check out the measurements. Check out these numbers. So the stairway is like 1 cubit, you know, and then this other stairway is like 10 cubits and all the shit. So it could be that. It could be an actual play. I don't know. I don't know what this is going to end up being, but it's a vision where someone is like helping Ezekiel measure stuff, and then that's this entire chapter. So just to say we did, I'm going to speed read through it. And the man said to me, Son of man, behold, thine is here, and thine eyes, and no, I already read that. And behold, the wall on the outside round about the man's head, measuring 3 cubits, that you can keep in the hand of bread, so you breath, the one read and one right. Then came he unto the gate which looked toward the east, and went on the stairs thereof, and measured the threshold of the gate was 1 reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate was 1 reed broad. Also, he's using a reed. So how long was the reed? I don't know. Is that a standard length? And every little chamber was 1 reed long and 1 reed broad between the little chambers. 5 cubits in the house, but 1 reed. He measured all the supports again, 1 reed, measured the portions, 8 reeds, 2 cubits. And little chambers again, 1 reed, 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 space of 2 cubits. He measured then the gate from the roof of the little chamber, the 20 cubits. He made more posts, measured blah, 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 blah. And were narrow windows and chambers, parts of his gate around the arches. They brought me the outward court and lowered the chambers of the pavement, made of the court around about 30 chambers of pavement. And the pavement was the side of the lower pavement. They measured. This is my. I might. Is this going to be different, guy? I know. I don't know if you guys. I've never heard anyone give their reaction to my speed reading. But if anyone's like, oh man, stop doing this, I'm wondering, is it any different than saying, then he measured the breadth from the forefront on the lower gate onto the forefront of the inner court, and 100 cubits eastward and northward? Is that any different? That sentence I just read to you, 1 month time from now, forget a month, 1 week's time, is that sentence any different than me saying, then he measured the breadth of the forefront going northward? Is it any different? Is there... Has your life been changed? If I cloned a person, took two people, read one of them the real verse, and one of them I said, then he measures northward. A week from then, is there going to be a difference? I mean, I guess, of course, one guy will be like, yeah, he just mumbled. And the other guy will be like, well, he didn't mumble, but I don't remember anything he said. That'll be the difference. Is there any effective, if someone, you know, were to quiz you on the Bible, or if... God were to come down and be like, recite me some of the, you know, recent verses you heard last week. Would you have any idea? There's nothing you're going to remember. Especially this. I mean, don't get me wrong. If it's a story, you might be able to summarize it. If it's a parable, if it's a interesting commandment, if it's something like that, you might be able to summarize it. Be like, yeah, God told us this. I remember that. It's not that. It's instructions to an IKEA desk. Are you going to remember... The wording of that, is that going to have some significance? No. So shut up, all ye non-complainers. I actually just said ye accidentally. I didn't mean to say ye. I'm so used to the Bible now. All ye complainers. I don't know how many of ye are there. But shut ye mouths. And the gate of the outward court, and the little chambers there are 5 cubits, and the windows and the arches run to the center of the arches before him, and 100 cubits, and out of the brass of the out of their measures, and over the 20 cubits, and 7 steps over the post thereof, and there is gate of the center of the 100 cubits under these measures, and the little chambers there are post thereof, the arches of the measure 20 cubits. And it's 5 cubits, and the temple of 8 steps, and it goes 20 cubits, and the arch is 8 steps, and the ground of the road is your measure, and the corner of the disc is 5 and 20 cubits, and the present of the disc is 8 steps, and it goes to the burnt offering. And in the portals gave the 2 tables of the trespass offering, and the side of the ground is the slew of their sacrifice, and the 4 tables of the hewn stone, and the cut of the river. And there were hooks, a hand broad, fastened round about, and upon the tables with the flesh of the offering, and within the inner gate of the town, there was a prospect toward the north. And he said unto me, this chamber, whose prospect is toward the south, is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house. And the chamber, whose prospect is toward the north, is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok among the sons of Levi, which come near the Lord to minister unto him. So he measured the court 100 cubits long and 100 cubits broad, 4 square. And the altar was before the house, and he brought me into the porch of the house, and measured each the porch of 5 cubits, 3 square. And the length of the porch was 20 cubits, and another on that side. The end. I just want to double check my page numbers to make sure I didn't mess up, because that did seem short. 414. Point four. Yeah, no, we're good. All right, well, that was worthless. Pardon me for the stuffed nose. Thanks again to those patrons. Guys, I thank you. I've gotten some recent patrons, like the ones I read. Thank you. Recent patrons, thank you so much. You make the show happen. I really appreciate it, and I would encourage you to, if you haven't pledged, consider pledging. A very small amount. You won't notice it, but it'll help the show and it'll keep it going. And it just is a way to say thanks if you've ever wanted to. I could go back and track the hours of my life that I've spent on this show. It's a lot. It's a lot. thank you guys very much. Go to patreon.com/TNTheB if you want to support the show. And until next time, thanks again to Dirty Harry, just to make sure that I get you. And I will see you next week.